Vulnerable Democrat Cindy Axon breaks promise to not accept corporate PAC money. By Jacob Bliss on February 2, 2022. Vulnerable Democrat Representative Cindy Axon, DIA, looking to build a bigger war chest ahead of a tough election, appears to have broken her promise to not take any corporate PAC money after previously attacking her opponent for the same thing. Axon raised $718,038 in the last fundraising quarter in 2021 that lasted from October to December. However, there was also $36,000 worth of campaign contributions Axon took from political action committees, the Des Moines Register reported. Axon accepted cash donations ranging from $1,000 to $5,000 from PACs representing Archer Daniels Midland Company and Berkshire Hathaway Energy Company. In 2018, Axon slammed her opponent for taking PAC money. During a campaign stop, she promised, "I am refusing to take corporate PAC money." She explained that she was taking the pledge because she wanted to work for the people in her district, not special interests, unlike her opponent at the time. "That's not just words I'm saying. That is a promise I intend to keep with you," she added. In fact, during the same campaign stop, she also slammed her Republican opponent for voting with the Trump administration 99% of the time. However, if you compare Axon's votes with how many times she votes with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, she has voted 100% of the time, in the latest comparison by ProPublica. A spokesperson for Axon blamed dark money for the flip-flop, saying she needs to stay on a level playing field. In the face of thousands of individual ads and millions in dark money spending already targeted at her in the past year, Cindy Axon will not let the people of Iowa be lied to or misled about her record of working for common sense solutions for Iowa families and small businesses. She is accepting donations from everyday Americans, whether as individuals or through employee-pooled groups, so she can stay on a level playing field while working to keep someone in Washington who is on Iowa's side. Axon, going up against an onslaught of Republicans looking to unseat her, will need a sizable war chest after the primary. Republican-aligned groups reacted to this revelation with accusations of hypocrisy. Cindy Axon is a hypocrite, and she knows it. She hoped this information wouldn't come out, but now Iowans can see that she has just become a member of the swamp, said Colin Crompton, the Republican Party of Iowa's communications director. "These boldface flip-flops are inexcusable. Every Iowan should be demanding answers from Axon today." The National Republican Congressional Committee spokesman, NRCC, Mike Berg said in a statement, "Whether it's illegal stock trading or taking corporate PAC money after promising not to, it's clear Cindy Axon can't be trusted. If Cindy Axon can't keep even the most central promise of her campaign, then how can voters trust anything else she has to say?" asked Congressional Leadership Fund Press Secretary Callie Perkins. "It's yet another example of how Cindy Axon is a total fraud." Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.